Heavenly Father, we come this morning in praise of you. We come to worship in humility, knowing the power of your majesty and that the love you have for each of us. This morning, we thank you for the love and fellowship of our family and friends. Let us remember to be thankful for all of the things that we sometimes take for granted as we thank you for these. Help us remember those who must do without. Bless them and keep them in the palm of your loving, tender care. Keep us mindful that we are your church, that each one of us brings our own special gifts, skills, abilities, and contributions to your ministry in this community that we are meant to come together to serve. We also are meant to serve you and those around us. Lord, we ask your care for all those brought before you today in our thoughts and prayers, joys and concerns. We ask that you be with us and help us to know humility in our triumphs and achievements and the love you have for all of us in our sorrows. We ask your gentle mercies for those whose hearts are heavy today due to loss or illness of a loved one. As we pray this morning, we also remember those who are hospitalized or homebound. Be with them in their time of need. Today our world is troubled and full of turmoil, racked with war, economic and natural disasters, mistrust, hate, and fear. We ask that you be with those who know the anguish of loss due to the violence of others. Help us to remember that you have a plan for each of us, and that while we may not understand why, help us to be still and know that you are God. Please impart wisdom and courage to our local, state, national, and world leaders. Watch over our men and women who serve in military uniform to keep us safe. Remember also those who have served and in that service have suffered injury. We also recognize the veterans of military service and thank them for that service. We pray for the members of our law enforcement community. Be with them as they put themselves in harm's way to protect us. We, however, rest assured this morning that there is hope for the future. And we know that hope does not rest with man, but our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Be with us as we face new beginnings and deal with the challenges of change. And now, join with me in the prayer that Jesus prayed when his disciples came and said, "Lord, teach us to pray." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.